Please take a few moments to direct your attention to the sensations of your body. And these are the sensations of life itself. And it is through your body that you experience life. This body is the precious physical plant through which you experience life. This body is the tender, breathing creature through which you experience life. Of all that you have, this body is your most precious possession. And substance abuse is destructive to your body. The problem is not so much that it's destructive to you. The problem is that substance abuse is destructive to your body. That's right. You used to receive immediate gratification when you consumed the chemical of abuse. And when you did, you were not thinking of the damage you were causing to your body. But substance abuse does damage this body, and each episode causes more damage. And you are in reality this body's keeper. You are your body's only protector. And this body has been your faithful companion since birth. This body continually gives you the gift of life. And so, to the extent that you want to live, you want to protect this body, to treat it with respect and kindness, to be considerate to this body that has served you so unselfishly over the years. And you can choose to free this body of the undeserved penalty of consuming chemicals of abuse. You can choose to free this body, but the body cannot free itself. The body is just a trusting innocent that must take into it whatever you put into it, unable to warn you in words that it's being damaged, only able to warn you through the symptoms you experience. That's right, the symptoms are the only ways the body can warn you of the tragedies that will come if you continue to consume chemicals of abuse. And the chemicals and poisons you've consumed in the past have prematurely aged this body. And so you may not be able to run as far as you could when you were in high school, or as you would if you had been clean and sober. However, during this brief period since your last substance abuse, you have been breathing clean air, allowing the restorative powers of your body the opportunity to begin the recovery. And already, this body has begun to recover. And over the next 7 years, as you continue to protect this body from poisonous chemicals, the body will continue to recover until it has recovered completely. And like a beautiful shade tree, the body grows stronger and more useful the longer you care for it in the fresh, clean air. And so the body performs better As you become stronger and more able with each passing day and week and month and year, just as if you were getting younger. And indeed, the body will behave as if it were getting younger, younger and younger, as you continue treating this body to a healthy lifestyle. And so you'll be able to run further and play livelier next year than you can now. And you'll be able to think clearer and function better next year than you do now. Why, you'll even look younger and smell cleaner next year than you do now. And it's a common experience to begin noticing the changes associated with this rejuvenation in a very short time. In fact, most people begin to notice the changes within a day or two. And so you have begun to protect this body you inhabit, to treat it with respect. And day by day, these new habits of taking good care of the body grow stronger and stronger as you live through each situation as the protector of this body you inhabit. And those old, outmoded, drug-using habits, why, they get weaker and weaker through disuse. The new habits stronger, the old habits weaker, until the new habits replace the old. And you become, in many ways, this body's keeper. And what is especially important is to remember the reasons why you decided to quit using chemicals of abuse. Because some people stop using temporarily, only to resume that ill-fated habit. Why? Because they forget that addictive chemicals are their mortal enemy. And as you know, it is the enemy that you don't recognize who is the most destructive. And they forget the reasons why they quit using drugs and alcohol. And they forget that they can permit no exceptions. So I'd like to talk to you for a moment about something you already know a lot about: remembering and forgetting. You know a lot about it because you do a lot of it. Every moment of every day you remember, and then you forget so you can remember something else. But there are some things that you always remember and never forget. You don't have to remind yourself to take your hand out of a fire, or to struggle for breath when you're suffocating. The unconscious knows what to do. That's its first priority. The most important job of the unconscious is to protect this body it inhabits. Until now, the unconscious did not recognize addictive chemicals as the enemy. But now, as a result of your experiences here, the unconscious does recognize addictive chemicals as your mortal enemy, because you do understand at a deep level that chemicals of abuse want to destroy you and those you love, and so you will not be able to forget that you can permit no exceptions. Now, there are several images the unconscious can utilize to rescue its body from the cruel fate that awaits it if it ignores the warnings. For example, perhaps you can imagine a loved one who would be especially hurt if you were to relapse. A lover, perhaps, or a child. And see the hurt expression on their face when it became obvious that you were ill. Well, perhaps images of abusing the chemical will produce images of helpless dependence on medical personnel. And because the unconscious is the caretaker of this body, I would now like to talk directly to your unconscious. And you are very powerful, unconscious. And you control all of this person's automatic thoughts and habitual behaviors. And I understand that this person will do what you want this person to do. And in the past, you wanted to consume the addictive chemical because of the benefits of this consumption. But you were not aware at that time of the terrible price that must be paid for these benefits. But now you are aware of both the benefits and the price. And perhaps you can contemplate upon which is more precious, unconscious, the benefits or the price of chemical dependency. And the price is dear, unconscious. And it is not cowardly to fear harming this body that has served you so loyally over the years. You are justified to fear damaging this innocent that must take into it whatever you put into it, unable to warn you in words that it's being damaged, only able to warn you through the symptoms you experience. You're right, unconscious, to fear consuming chemicals of abuse. And fear is not your enemy. Fear is the way the unconscious protects its innocent body from danger. Just as the fear of burnt fingers protects the child from the dangerous fire, your fears of the awful consequences of consuming addictive chemicals can remind you to avoid the pain that lies in ambush for you along that slippery slide of least resistance. The fear can remind you that addictive chemicals are your mortal enemies, and you must recognize them as your enemies, because it is the enemy that you don't recognize who is the most destructive. The fear can remind you of the reasons why you decided to become clean and sober, and remind you that you must permit no exceptions. And now, unconscious, I respectfully request that you consider the following axioms. 1. I am the sole protector of my body. 2. Addictive chemicals are destructive to my body. And three, I remain clean and sober because I need my body to live. Now please, concentrate intensely on these axioms. One, I am the sole protector of my body. Two, addictive chemicals are destructive to my body. And three, I remain clean and sober because I need my body to live. And now, I'd like to ask you some questions about these axioms. And you'll be able to answer yes by nodding your head a bit, and no by shaking your head a bit. And the first question is, do you understand these axioms? And do you fully agree with them? And will you protect this body you inhabit? Now, I want to thank you, unconscious, for the communication that's just taken place. And I want you to know that the chains of chemical dependency have been broken. And from this moment on, your imagination will help you in every possible way to care for this body you inhabit so that you receive all of the wonderful benefits and advantages of a strong and healthy body and a calm and confident mind.